Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Phils win. They get Bryce back. He concerns us with his comments before the game, but Zach Wheeler was awesome. And a lot going on. We'll get to that, obviously, with the Phils. Day one of NBA free agency yesterday, largely quiet on the 76ers front. We'll get to more of that, both with them and around the league. Welcome to July, by the way. So let me tell you, this, of course, is the month when Eagles training camp starts. How about that? And more on me versus Jack and the fallout and everything yesterday. A lot said yesterday by Spike Lake and Jack on their program, so we'll have some fun with that and your phone calls on all of it, 215-592. Oh, and the WNBA to Philadelphia. So we got a lot to cover, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
In 1883, Krakatoa, a volcano in Indonesia, erupted, and it was so loud, it ruptured people's eardrums 40 miles away.
That's wild.
Wow.
That's
a
wild
40 fact. Miles away.
That is wild.
That is a wild fact.
Have you ever had a ruptured eardrum?
I fortunately have not.
I have had both of mine ruptured. The first one was, I don't remember the order. One was because I had an infection in the ear, and it just got so sore. And then in the middle of the night, it just blew out.
Oh, it's brutal.
On my pillow, blood.
Oh, my God.
And the eardrum broke.
Sounds like a horrible way to wake up.
The other one, Lyle Hoffman, hit me because I was squirting him in the face with a squirt gun.
Wow, he got you back?
He retaliated.
He took it to the next level.
I'm the sixth grade kid. He's the eighth grade kid.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm being cool and funny. All of a sudden, it is not cool and funny.
Wow.
Because he clubbed me over the head.
Wow.
And it blew my eardrum out.
That's wild.
And all of a sudden, I couldn't hear. You go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, yeah, you know what? We might have to replace your eardrum eardrum because he blew away over whatever it was, over a third of it. It's probably not going to grow back.
That's incredible.
So you can't, like, you have to be careful when you're swimming or, like, going near water or going in the shower even.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Because they were saying, like, don't get the water in that ear. It could go all the way in.
Not good,
man. And then what?
Not good. I'm wondering if you got 2 minutes for instigation because, you know, you did start this thing. You know, that's a wild story to hear almost 9 years into our show. I didn't know that. All right, what we do know is, well, a lot of different things related to yesterday. Let's start Phils. We'll do a lot on me versus Jack. Afternoon show, talked about it the whole show. It was actually really fun, interesting to listen to it. So if you're waking up with us as you do at this time of the day and don't get to listen later in the show at times, I said later in yesterday's show that I did win in golf. That created a whole cast. I mean, James, the whole afternoon show was about that.
Like, oh, literally,
whole show. Other than Brandon Graham. On with them. The whole show was about me defeating Jack.
Do you think you would have listened to the whole show if you had not won?
Well, let me tell you this, James. I listened to good chunks of it. You ready for this? More than once.
They were a little unhappy.
Very Hammer-esque right there.
I listened to about 1.5 of their show yesterday.
I love it.
Right hand in the air. You two people, right hand in the air, okay? Not lying here. I listened to about 1.5 of their show. That's how much I enjoyed it. So it was fun playing golf, and obviously winning was nice, and you can react to it and react to Jack's reaction to it because he said a lot yesterday, and we will get to that shortly if you've missed some of that audio. But 215-592-9494. He, Spike, and Ike all had a ton to say, so we'll have some fun with that. Let's start Phil. So, John, two big positives yesterday and one big negative. So the two big positives, obviously, are, number one, Bryce Harper back in the lineup. That's fantastic. Number two, Zach Wheeler, like, oh, my God, this guy's amazing. Tom Kelly, TK, came out after the game This was a fascinating tweet after the game. Tom Kelly said he thinks Zach Wheeler is the best Philly this century. So you start rattling through your head. Jimmy, Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Cole Hamels, Bryce Harper. You know, I don't think anyone would say Tommy, you know, Roland Abreu, no way. But like you're talking about the main four from 2008 in that group. Roy Halladay obviously had a great run there for a little bit. It was not that long, but it was amazing while it lasted. And then Harper. And TK's like, you know what? Stop the presses, everybody. Zach Wheeler's the best of all of them. So I don't know if that's true or not. It's actually interesting to think about. What we know is this. He's amazing. He showed it again yesterday. And we'll continue to celebrate having Zach Wheeler as a Philly because he continues to be as dependable as there's been in Philly sports in a long time. Those are the two positives. The big negative,
dependable,
John,
but then a coach on top of that.
In what sense?
Well, you know, can self-moderate sort of, you know, like fix himself.
Well, how about the fact he wants to retire in 2 years? I mean, we really haven't talked too much about that as a show.
Can't be, can it?
John, his quotes from 2 weeks ago were, Seltzer, could you be more crystal clear than he was 2 weeks ago?
No. He made it very clear. He's like, I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what anyone says. He's like, I am done.
In 2 years. Two more years after this. So, yeah, that's okay. But the big negative from yesterday was Bryce Harper's comments prior to the game about his injury situation with the wrist. Let's just start with how he started talking publicly about the fact he was about to play in a game. And while it was exciting as hell to know he was about to play in a game, it was incredibly discouraging the way he framed at least some of this. Listen to something Bryce said a little bit before game time yesterday.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And, you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
You know, John, with half a season to go this year and 6 years to go on his contract after this one, and knowing that he was coming, normally when a player comes back, it's, I'm back and I'm good. John, that is not what we heard from Bryce. How concerning is that for you? And again, we'll pose this to everyone at 215-592-9494. John, what's your reaction to what you heard Bryce say?
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, this is now manage the chronic condition. This now becomes a lot more football-esque in the way he has to approach this. And that's not fun. That's not easy. It makes everything feel like it, you know.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're investing twice as much, three times as much of your emotion and time. It all adds up. This is going to be rough for Bryce Harper, you know, this season, and then hopefully he can get it fixed when it's all said and done after the season, because we know that this has been going on for quite a while.
Or it's just what it is the rest of the way. I remember Donovan McNabb, after he tore his knee in 06, he came back and in 07 referenced, it's funny because Doug Peterson said the new norm, but I think Donovan's term was like the new 100%, meaning like I'm healthy, but I'm never going to be as spry as I used to be. And we've seen it with a number of, I mean, because let's be real, Donovan 07, 08, 09.
That's really interesting. Yeah, the new 100%.
The new 100%.
Well, that was my first thought. When I heard Bryce yesterday, when I heard this interview, my first thought, the first thing that hit me was we've seen the best of Bryce Harper. Like that, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And I think there
can
be
tremendous
moments, and there can be stretches. Like, and you hope in the playoffs he can turn it on the way he has in the past. But like 500 home runs, that was something we hoped for. All this stuff, it's just like all what I hoped was the second half of Harper's career. Like, I have to change my perspective on.
Yeah, I mean, James, I tend to agree with you. I don't know either, John, but I tend to agree with him. I mean, I'll go back to this.
I don't tend to agree with that.
I don't know for sure, but that's just how I feel.
2021, just for point of reference, 2021, Bryce played 141 games, which, by the way, is the second most he's played, or third most he's played with the Phils. But 141 that year. Now, that year, he hit 309 with a 429 on base percentage and a 615 slugging percentage. They're getting nowhere near that player anymore. So, I mean, I got to tell you, I find his comments incredibly concerning. And if you really drill down, because I wrote down line by line some of the notable things that he said. Now, think about this here. He said, I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling you he plateaued. At least within, you know, John.
So I appreciate that he's pushing through.
No, I do too. No, I totally agree with that.
It's just how much does this hamper you? You know, the pain in your wrist, how much does it affect the swing itself? How much does it just affect whether he swings or not?
And that's if it stays the same. Then there's what if it gets worse, which it has before.
Yeah,
it did last year and it did earlier this year.
But on the positive side with this, like, you do get better at dealing with your body's wonkiness the more you deal with it.
Yeah,
these injuries that are chronic, you do get a feel for what works better. You know, okay, this week maybe I'll back off on some of the dairy in my diet, and that affects the inflammation levels in my wrist.
But it's also why so often in sports, other than like gymnast who peaks at like 18, it's why the 28-year-old is better than the 33-year-old. It's just, and let alone 35, 37, 39. Where's contracts going? I mean, look, it's funny because I mentioned earlier, James, I saw you react when I brought up TK's thing about Zach Wheeler, and it is thought-provoking. Maybe Wheeler's the best this century.
He certainly might be.
He really, 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 like, really
it's
might
not,
be.
It's not a crazy thing to say, but here's if nothing
what,
else.
But, James, I agree with you. Here's what I'll say. Prior to Tom Kelly tweeting that yesterday, I felt pretty confident that Bryce Harper was the best this century.
Me too.
I have said in a number of times in the last 2 to 3 years, Bryce Harper plays at a higher level. Now, not that like Ryan Howard played in 06 when he had 58 homers, but for the duration of Ryan Howard's career, and Chase, and Jimmy, and Cole, okay, and obviously Roy Halladay was only, I think, 3 or 4 years here. Two were great, and then he just tailed off. Like, I can tell you, I felt really confident to say Bryce Harper is the best. Now, this is a big statement because Mike Schmidt was about 35 years ago now. And by the way, about 50 years since Schmidt started. And Schmidt was about 50 years ago to about 35 years ago. And I've said a number of times in the last year or two, and Ruben Amaro will join us at 7, and I think he has said the same thing. Bryce Harper is the best Philly I've seen other than, you know, since Mike Schmidt. And now it's like, you know, might not have that guy anymore. Might have 80% of them, might have 70% of them, might have 90%, I don't know, but like, you know, it's been a hell of an advantage. We see the advantage a guy like Zach Wheeler makes. We saw it again last night. We've seen the advantage Bryce Harper gives you, except if he can't do that anymore. So look, we'll take your reaction. He said more than just that yesterday. We'll get to the other audio of notable things he said, because he did say he's feeling better than he was 3 or 4 weeks ago, which is good, but it's a concern, man. Look, we'll take your phone calls, 215-592-9494 on Bryce back, which is good. Wheeler amazing, which is awesome. Bryce saying what he said, which is not good. Me versus Jack, NBA free agency. I'm curious on the WNBA, where you stand on that. We got a Twitter poll. We'll dial up coming up next about that. Look, we got a lot to do today, all of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on all of this? On 94 WIP.
We've had some really scorching hot days around here recently, and there, of course, are more to come this summer. And the last thing you want to deal with is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep you and your family comfortable this summer. Don't worry. Call Horizon Services right now. You can get up to $1,150 off a new HVAC system replacement plus 0% financing. Horizon Services, here to keep you comfortable inside, no matter how hot it is outside. Because that's where you should always be relaxed and stress-free, is in your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll work with you to make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free year-round, no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.